In the 50-person Cine Lounge movie theater in Los Angeles, California, UNC alumni Nick Bafia and Julia Stamey saw their names pop up on the big screen. Bafia said it was a pretty neat experience.
So, I mean, not many people can say that they've had a project screen at a theater, much less in Hollywood. So seeing the names of all the cast and crew up there and then seeing whatever the intro and credit sequence and like hear the music start playing, you're like, oh wow, like we did that.
In the fall of 2018, Stamey said the duo created Bafia Stamey Productions after hearing a guest speaker in a communications class mention no one had won the award for Best Original Musical in 2 decades.
We thought, oh, we could do that. Like, we could make an original musical film. After a whole lot of work and a whole lot of post-production, we've got a musical.
I'm looking for someone who I'd like to.
Their film, an original movie musical titled Fix, made its world premiere October 22nd. The story follows three estranged high school friends who reconnect and struggle to heal their relationships, futures, and themselves.
Liz Cannon's back in town for a concert. I heard a lot of people are going to be there. Maybe some people went to high school with.
50 former and current UNC students worked on the film. As cinematographers capturing scenes and locations around Chapel Hill, editors piecing together the 85-minute movie, and lyricist writing 11 original songs like Take My Hand.
Take my hand, I know that it feels strange to be seen, but I see you, Jackson. Take my
The team originally planned a try for the 2020 Oscars, but delayed the process a year because of extra challenges from the coronavirus pandemic. Stamey said the team had recorded the vocals before filming so actors could lip sync along. When it was time to add the musicians to the mix, COVID-19 had shut everything down.
We didn't have any musicians in until, I think, December 2020, which, so obviously that added a whole bunch of time and was a big challenge, but in the end, we made it work.
Oh, and he talks so artistically, but is he what you need? I don't know if this is what you need.
But even without COVID-19, the team faced several hurdles. One, Stamey said, was that almost their entire production consisted of full-time students.
We're not full-time independent producers. We also, as students, we didn't have, you know, independent financing.
A Kickstarter fund and late-night bake sales on Franklin Street helped raise the film's $15,000 budget. Another problem, meeting the rigorous Academy standards. This includes being feature-length and having at least 5 original songs written by the same composition team specifically for the movie.
There's no point in staying when I know I can be so much bigger on my...
Fix also needed to have an Academy-qualifying theatrical run. So Bafia Stamey Productions rented a theater in Los Angeles showing the film 3 times a day for 7 days. But an even bigger barrier is out of their control. In order to award the Best Musical category, the Academy requires 10 films to be submitted. Bafia said the production team asked other producers to consider submitting their films for the lesser-known category, but didn't hear back from everyone.
So it's like kind of fingers crossed.
But even if their Oscar dreams are crushed, Fix is already receiving other accolades like Best Musical Dance Film from the Los Angeles Film Awards, and Gold Award for Original Song from the International Independent Film Awards. And Bafia said the awards keep coming.
They're not major film festivals, but it means people are watching it, people are voting on it, people are seeing it, and people are liking it.
I'm looking for someone who I'd like to be.
Bafia Stamey Productions submitted Fix for Best Original Musical, Best Original Song, and Best Original Score categories for the 2021 Oscars. They'll hear if they made the shortlist for those awards in December.
If I like who I find, then I just might keep them around with me.
In Chapel Hill, I'm Ava Pukech.